I loaded up the Roku the other day. Do you have a Roku?
I do.
There's a new streaming service by Roku. It's like $2.99 a month. You know what it's called?
No.
Howdy.
Howdy, it's Friday, September 5th, 2025, and this is episode 261 of Do For A Win, the Atlantic City podcast and casino biz. I'm Kyle Askin, joined, as always, by Craig Stone. What's good, Craig?
I have two things that are good.
The casino biz?
I'll even add a third. The third of being casino biz.
Uh-huh.
We have so little content that those two words are going to significantly extend.
Padded our episode by like 50%.
Yeah.
And the surrounding discussion about those two words.
Exactly. So by us discussing it, we've even added extra. With that in mind, the what's good portion of the episode might be half the episode. So two things happened in the past week or so that I would categorize as worlds colliding. The first of which was I got a tweet, or we got a tweet, from Justin W. saying, "Hey, I met your cousin at Circa." And that popped up on my phone without the picture. And I was thinking, like, is he joking? Is it somebody who looks like one of us? What's it going to be? And then I opened the tweet, and it is a picture of Justin W. in a Do For A Win t-shirt, the legendary Do For A Win t-shirt, with my cousin Noah from Wisconsin at Circa in Las Vegas. So then, like, 2 minutes after seeing that tweet, my cousin texts me saying, "Hey, I need a t-shirt. Just met Justin rocking your gear at Circa Las Vegas." He snapped a pic and said, "He'd send it your way." So apparently my cousin was just roaming around Circa and saw a guy in a Do For A Win shirt and was like, "Hey, I know about Do For A Win."
Best friends forever. So is this your long-winded way of saying that the version 2.0 shirts are out now?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
But it has nudged it up the priority list slightly.
Yeah, just because your cousin needs one. So
yeah.
And we have nothing to give.
So we'll get one bespoke printed Do For A Win shirt.
We should see. Maybe they're collector's items. Maybe they're selling for thousands of dollars on eBay now. I haven't never searched for a Do For A Win t-shirt.
He did say, "I was looking at your podcast website and I can't find a link to purchase a shirt. I'll start looking on the black market to see if anyone has decided to part ways with theirs yet."
I mean, surely no one has, because
no.
One, it would be against the terms of the contract you signed when you bought a shirt. And two, like, they're just so valuable that people wouldn't do it anyway.
I know, you pass those down to generations.
Right.
But this is very close to the podcaster's dream, surely every podcaster's dream, of you see somebody out there who you don't know who's wearing the shirt, or, you know, you see somebody who happens to be listening to the podcast and you're like, "That's my podcast."
How would that happen? Like, one of those people at the airport that everyone hates and they're just like blasting something out of their phone at full volume?
No, that's intrusive in another way. I'm discreetly intrusive in that if I'm on any public or mass transit, I'm always looking at what you're doing on your phone. So just keep that in mind. You think you're having a private conversation? No.
Amazing. I was hoping you were rooting that we had the world's most annoying listeners who only listen to Do For A Win at max volume in public places.
They should. Yeah, no, I have no idea how I'd ever notice that someone is listening to Do For A Win, the Atlantic City and Casino Biz podcast.
Other than the spying.
Yeah, right. So that was one Worlds Collide thing. Then the other thing that happened was I was watching a podcast on YouTube called Nostalgianomics, or at least that's the YouTube channel. A guy who talks about investing in Pokemon products. This is a channel I watch religiously, despite having virtually no sealed product.
I can't believe that you would watch podcasts on YouTube. Just
lots of people
like
do it.
The worst use of time I could ever imagine.
I mean, you're watching two people talking.
Yeah.
You don't have to like actively be watching
so,
it. But anyways,
okay.
I loaded up this episode.
Uh-huh.
It was the main guy, Nostalgianomics himself, and someone he dubbed the Evil Investor. And the Evil Investor is evil because he cares nothing about Pokemon. He only just buys and hoards sealed product for the value in the future. But anyways, I turned it on and I'm like, why do I recognize this dude? So then I click his profile that's in the little description. And I'm like, I recognize this profile. And it was one of our first listeners, Steve, who, if you've been listening for 255 episodes, you remember, I believe he was the first person who ever emailed us. So you know that I posted something in the chat asking if he was still due for a win. And yada, 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 ended up talking to Steve on the phone about Pokemon cards for like 30 minutes. So quite a weird worlds colliding thing. And the next step is that I'll have a Pokemon podcast soon.
Good.
YouTube.
Yeah, with Steve. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, certainly I will not be part of a Pokemon podcast, so.
You'll be our guest for the Magic the Gathering discussion.
I mean, if you want to know like the most timely information about Magic the Gathering 10 years ago, then maybe, but.
I do. That'll be like our history segment. Remember when we had the history segment?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes.
So, that was interesting things that happened to me that surely every listener cares about. Last episode was episode 260, and we got a correction, which is that I have said for many, many episodes now that the Hard Rock Center Bar and the Lobby Bar do not comp drinks for video poker players on Friday and Saturday nights. Keith M., if that is his real name, emailed and said that comp drinks are back at both of those bars and that they're on the red light, green light system. So you can, I believe, get comp drinks, which is great news and definitely makes me want to go to Hard Rock. I haven't been to Hard Rock in a very long time. And now I'm like, I should go stay at Hard Rock, except they don't give me any comps. I get zero nights of comps.
Oh, really? I get comps at Hard Rock and I haven't been there in forever.
I also haven't been there in forever, and I don't know what changed. At some point, I just stopped getting comps, and I don't know if it's like it's been too long, you haven't taken any of our offers, or if whatever shitty level gambler group I was in fell off the comp tier. And you're like, the cutoff for comps is now above you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing that's about what happened. So maybe I'll just stay at resorts and no play them and go to Hard Rock the whole time.
Yeah, you got to.
Or, you know, stay at Showboat.
I mean, I know last time you went to resorts, you said you hated this place and just played at Hard Rock the whole time, right?
No, that is not accurate. I think we were at resorts for two nights.
Okay. I think you said after 11 p.m. you don't want to be in resorts anymore and just get drawn to Hard Rock, right?
Yes. So it was late night. I'd been playing at resorts for like 12 hours straight.
That sounds like you. That sounds like a totally believable story, but go ahead.
And I was like, you know what? I need to go to a proper casino. I was playing nothing but craps and blackjack
for 12 hours in a row.
For 12 straight hours in the high limit room.
Right.
And then... And then I was like, you know what? I need to play some $50 a spin slots. And the only place to do that is Hard Rock.
Indeed.
I think they won't even let you in without your
Rock Royalty card. Yeah, top level card now.
To get into the high limit room.
Which I think is BS.
I've heard that's becoming more common. I've heard complaints about that at Ocean too. All these things, though, I don't know. If you were to really go and be like, look, I am going to play this machine
right
at this level, surely someone on the chain would be like, yes, we will take your money, come in.
I mean, it's very strange otherwise. I certainly play a lot of video poker in high limit rooms just because it's just got the best odds. So,
right.
Very weird. So anyway, we met up in Baltimore and then you went to the Horseshoe afterwards. How was that?
It was okay.
That's better than expected. Go on.
It was a Saturday night right after an Orioles game. So, you know, 10 p.m., I would say it was like decently crowded, but for what should probably be the absolute peak of peak times, maybe only eclipsed by right after a Sunday afternoon Ravens game. It was not as crowded as you would have thought it would. Like, it was not hard to get on a machine. Dave certainly played table games, and I don't think he had any trouble finding a table game to play.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like I was there for a decent amount of time. We left at like 12:30 in the morning.
Yeah, this was a couple hours there. I think we got there at like 10:30.
But according to my notes, I played two slot machines. So going back to what I said about my 12 hours of gambling at resorts mm-hmm. and how I just power through, there's no breaks. So I played Monopoly Express at the nickel level, as one does, and quickly lost $100. Actually, it lasted quite a while, my $100. So that was what I played for a long time. And then I got sucked into Bao Zhu Xiao Fu with the little firecrackers.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Lost another $30. And now it was especially disappointing because I got the bonus when I was down like $38, and then I only got like $8 on the bonus. I was like, damn it.
I just don't know why you do that every time. Like,
I love that game. It's the best game.
I don't know. At some point in a very, very early episode of Due for a Win, we're talking like episode 10 territory, I said slot machines could be way more manipulative, and they could treat them much more like Skinner boxes, like the world's worst cell phone games where you're just doing the same thing over and over again, and it's feeling like you're constantly advancing.
No, you're getting closer to this next level. Yeah, yeah.
Right, exactly. And like, that's the only thing that draws you in. It like hacks your brain. And I was like, I'm really impressed that they haven't done that with slot machines, and I'm proud of them. But now it's just like this Baozhu Zhaofu. Yeah, it's changed in the last 10 years.
Right, yeah. Any slot machine where there's like a pile of coins, right, or a pot full of coins, and that pile of pot means nothing.
You're like, shit, that pig is in so much pain, I have to help relieve him of it by popping him or whatever.
Yeah.
Rake and Bacon.
Rake and Bacon Deluxe.
Deluxe, or like the Greek one or the Egyptian one. Yeah, they're all good.
They're all excellent slots, and that's why I play them. So Horseshoe, I will say, has the soda machine.
Mm-hmm.
Went to go get a Diet Pepsi, nothing but seltzer water coming out of there.
Delicious. Did you have full calorie Pepsi?
No, fuck that. No, I'm not going to drink full calorie Pepsi. Please. I have a physique to be concerned about.
You're a strange bird.
I mean, it was also like midnight. Did I really need caffeinated soda? No.
I mean, full calorie has way less caffeine than diet soda does.
I don't know if that's true.
It might not be
true with
Pepsi. Diet Coke has way more.
But instead, we just drank the special $5 cognac at the bar.
Truly help your physique. But yes, go ahead.
There's always a
special
$5 special.
Yeah.
And this time it was cognac, which was not bad, the cognac. And surely way healthier than diet soda because there's no aspartame in it. Actually, I don't believe in any of that. Fake sugar for the win. There's sweet and low in my coffee right now.
Yeah, I don't do any of that. Don't worry. They're going to get rid of that soon.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Seen the plants. Maha.
I don't have any updated opinion about Horseshoe. It's the
fine.
Same as I felt about it. It's okay. It wasn't as depressing as it was the last time I was there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like maybe 20% of the tables were open.
Yeah, that sounds right. On a Saturday night.
They just have a ton of unopened tables despite it being reasonably crowded. I don't know if they just can't staff or if they're like, hey, this little wave of people is only going to last 30 minutes, so it's not worth it to hire more staff, which I'm guessing is probably about the idea there. But I cannot, in good conscience, recommend anyone go to the Horseshoe Baltimore if they're not already at a sporting event.
Right. I think it's good to go to if you are there for some reason, but yeah, beyond that, don't go. So I have a trip report. Go ahead, finish your Horseshoe thoughts.
Well, I was going to say, you could make a nice day out of Wyco Street, Pickett, and Checker Spot Breweries, which are all fairly close to the Horseshoe, and then go to the Horseshoe after drinking a ton of beer and play some slots and stuff, and then be done with your day if you don't have a sporting event. That's the way. I do not go just for Horseshoe is what I'm saying.
Yep.
What's your trip report?
So me and my wife went to Maryland Live because I got an offer I've talked about in previous episodes where they were going to give me a free room and $200 of free play and $75 dining credit if I went.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So first, with the free room, I was trying to book that online because I don't want to talk to anyone. And it was showing up as like, yes, you have free rooms. Free rooms are available most nights except for Saturdays for the most part. But I was sending you the pictures on GChat, so I know you know about this. So it would say like comp room available, and then it would say like $200 or $250 as the price. And I'm like, I don't know if that's what comp means exactly. So anyway,
it's a $220 resort fee plus tax.
I ended up calling them to be like, yo, what's going on? It says I can get a comp on all of these nights, and I can't. So what's happening? And they're just like, oh, no, there's no comps available, like blah, 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 blah. The website's not giving it to you just because there's no comps available, basically. Mm. So I was like, sounds like some BS, but whatever. We live 10 minutes away, so it wasn't a big deal. So we just went up. I think this was last Friday night. Figured we'd use at least the $200 free play and the $75 dining credit. So we got there. I swiped my card at the kiosk. It's like $200 free play. Do you want it in slot credit or table games? And I was with my wife and we talked about it and she wanted slot credit. So I was like, fine, slot credit. And it didn't say anything about the dining offer, but I checked the email and it's like, yeah, just use your card at one of the restaurants. It'll be fine. So we went to, I don't remember what the restaurant was called. I know I sent you a text if you've got your phone out. The Korean barbecue place at Maryland Live. It was very good. It was a bit expensive for Korean barbecue, I think. But anyway, time came and like they accept casino comps. So I gave him my card and they're just like, there's nothing on this card whatsoever.
Oh my goodness. Koho is the restaurant.
Koho, yes.
Which is a old hockey brand from back in the day. Anyways.
It was very good. But anyway, they're like, yeah, we don't show you as having any money on your card. So I paid out of pocket.
So basically they've lured you to Maryland Live with a bunch of dining credit and free play
and a free room. And they did not come through on two of those. So
that's incredible.
So I was going to go talk to the desk and be like, WTF, but the line was always long and my wife was there, and it just, she would have been mad at me if I was like, I'm standing in this line for the next 45 minutes to like yell at the Players Club desk. Like, it would have been a very bad move for me, even though certainly if I was alone, that's what I would have done.
Oh man, absolute opposite. I would have been like, I don't really want to stand in the line. I don't want to, you know, have this conversation. And my wife would have been like, we are standing in that line.
No.
Like, yeah, we're going over there and we're getting our $75.
Believe me, I would have if I could have, but no, it was not the play to be made then.
Did you at least write a nasty email?
I sent a sternly worded email to them.
And did you get a response?
No, of course not.
Amazing. So. This is fraudulent. You can't tell people they get 75 dining credit and then they have nothing?
I suspect. I don't know what's going on with the rooms. It was some BS. I think their systems are just messed up. I don't know. That was some BS, legitimately. I looked into all the fine print afterwards, and it's like, this dining credit is applicable to the casino restaurants and not our partner restaurants. I suspect they would say, oh no, this Coho, it's our partner restaurant. It's not one of the restaurants that we were going to give this to you at. Which, like, makes no sense, because they take comps, but I suspect that's what they would say. But there's certainly, like I said, I read all of the fine print, both in the email, and it had a link to some other site, and it had no list of which restaurants I could actually use this credit at. So that's my operating assumption, but it was some BS. So anyway, we played through our $200, and it's just like, fuck this place, and we left.
Right. I'm sure they would respond acting like it's totally your fault that you didn't find out what restaurants you could actually use it at.
Well, it says in the email, go to the player's desk and ask and they will tell you. But that's just like, what is wrong with them? Like, that is not the solution.
Like, I don't know.
Show a list of where I can use it.
I just called them fraudulent and now I'm coming over to their side. I mean, it said to go ask where to use it.
No, it's,
but it is insane.
It's so stupid. It should just be like usable here, 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 and here. Or when I swipe my card and the thing, it should have been like, here's your $75 voucher. It's usable here, here, here.
Usable here, here, here. Right, right. Like at Hard Rock, when you swipe and get the food credit, it tells you exactly where you can use it.
Yep.
It's not like there's 50 restaurants in there. There's probably three, right?
I mean, there is legitimately like 10 restaurants in the Maryland Live, which is, by the way,
a
very nice casino, much better than the Horseshoe.
Except that you now can't recommend it.
No, I can never recommend it because of how bad they did me.
Yeah, I retract my fraud claim, but... Mm-hmm. It's definitely messed up. It's not good.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. Like I said, I took my $200 and absolutely no played them. So,
I mean, you have to. Like, what are you hoping to get in the future?
Like,
comped rooms and a $75 food credit?
Yeah. Not with what happened. They will not be impressed at all at my level of play, but that's fine because I'm mad at them. So I don't care.
You don't want to go back and just go to the front desk and ask where you can use the $75 food credit that's probably still on your card?
I think it's... Well, it actually expires tomorrow. Maybe I should go for lunch today and like just order some food at one of the casino restaurants and fucking just dump it in the trash in front of them. Just dump it on the floor in front of the player's desk.
Yeah. I was going to say you should just get a bunch of food to go and eat it, but, you know, your way is much more spiteful and better.
It wouldn't be the same. I don't want to eat that.
And you'd probably get banned from the property, which is an extra bonus.
I suspect I would only get suspended. But I think I'd be allowed back in 6 months or a year or something.
Think about the podcast content.
Anyway, so not very impressed with the Maryland Live. I mean, like I said, the casino is actually very nice.
It seems like you were impressed.
My meal was very nice. It's a very nice place to go, but, you know, my experience was not very good.
So are you boycotting it? You'll never go back to Maryland Life?
I mean, I'll probably go back at some point, but we'll see what happens. I mean, I don't know why I would necessarily go back if they're not going to send me offers, which, like I said, I took $200 and no played them, so they will not send me offers anymore.
No playing is the best.
Yeah. I guess just one more thing before we get back to our would you rather, which we skipped, is we got a question about my Blackhawk plans, where I'm going to be at the end of next week at the meetup. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I'm staying. I don't think I'm going to be in Blackhawk actually very long because I'm going to be with my family. So I have no information about how many of the meetups and stuff I'm going to go to in Blackhawk. It's not going to be like last year when I was there by myself and largely there to hang out with people because I'm going to have my family.
We did get an email from Pat G. He was asking about what hikes you did last time. And I made sure to email him back because I didn't know if this episode would get up before Blackhawk, although it seems like it should. Yeah, last one took over a week to edit. But he was talking about going to Rocky Mountain National Park, but you went on two hikes that were much closer than that.
Yeah. I believe that Dr. Mike may have gone to Rocky Mountain National Park last year. I think he talked about it on You Can Bet on That. But I have not been.
So you went to Maryland Mountain.
Which is just the mountain in town. I hiked up to the top of that. And I went to St. Mary's Glacier and hiked around there. That's a very short hike. It was very pretty.
How were those hikes?
Fine. I'm sure Rocky Mountain National Park would be more substantial if that's what you want, which won't be what I'm doing probably this time, because again, I'll be with family. I'm not going to be able to get away for a while and do a big hike.
Your family doesn't go on hikes?
They'll go on a hike, but they're not going to do like a epic monster hike.
You should make them do it anyway. So that's the Blackhawk plans.
Yep.
Pat G will be there.
I will also be there.
If you see him, say hi. I don't know how you'll recognize him.
I suspect I will be around Friday night, certainly, in Blackhawk. I think that's the $10 squeeze game meetup, so I should be there. But yeah, beyond that, I'm not sure. I mean, got to play the $10 squeeze game.
What casino are you looking most forward to going to? Or do you not even think you'll get to that many casinos? You'll just go wherever the meetup is, the squeeze game.
I'm not thinking I'm going to get to too many casinos out there, really. So a couple of the casinos, like Ameristar was nice, Monarch was very nice. Those are like the quote-unquote nicer properties in town, like kind of the Borgata, maybe not quite Borgata level.
That's not what I want. Mm-hmm. I liked the pictures of the tiny casinos.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to be spending a ton of time there beyond the, you know, the $10 squeeze game is at a very small casino, Dragon something, I think.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, with the ramen bar that you got free ramen for signing up for the player's card. Incredible.
Free ramen.
Although you said you hate ramen because you don't like the texture of soup, which I thought was the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
I also don't drink any liquids, so makes sense.
Only brandy.
Cognac.
Cognac. Yeah, whatever.
I'm hooked on $5 cognac now. So we totally skipped the Would You Rather,
mm-hmm.
which I guess that's the main topic for the episode because, you know, we ran through everything else. So this is just a Would You Rather episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even that great of a Would You Rather.
All right.
So the Would You Rather is, would you rather do start of week or end of week trips? And the context for that is our old routine, I think, was if it was a 2-night trip, we'd do Thursday to Saturday.
Yep.
If it was a 1-night trip, we'd do Friday to Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But then more recently, we've done some Sunday to Monday, and our last trip, at least for me, was Sunday to Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not doing just the default Friday to Sunday, Saturday to Sunday weekend trip, would you rather do it at the start of the week or the end of the week?
I mean, I think it's hard to say. I mean, like, certainly with my family situation, start of week is much easier for me right now. But let's say ignoring that, because I don't think that's the point of the question. I think I'd rather, like, all things being equal, do end of the week. Right? I mean, Thursday to Saturday, it's like a bit more happening in Atlantic City. I would say, generally speaking, it should be easier to get more people to do it then. But I guess with our friends, we've been going earlier in the week because it's been easier for everyone to do that. So I think if everything was equal, I'd rather do Thursday to Saturday, but it's very much not. So Sunday to Tuesday is just fine.
Yeah. I mean, my initial thought about this and the reason that I came up with this would you rather was because on the last trip, getting home at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday and just immediately diving into work emails and Slack and Microsoft Teams was pretty rough. Like getting home and just like right into the thick of it. But also maybe I'm forgetting how much it sucked to get home on Saturday at like 2 p.m. and just be immediately taking over the parenting duties because my wife's been with the kids for 2 days.
That's worse, I think. I'd rather get home and log into work.
Well, work has been kind of chaotic, so it's a tough one. But one of the things that I just thought of for the Sunday, though, is what we talked about last episode. 10 p.m. on Sunday. Very hard to get some food.
I think that might be property specific. I don't know if that's a general problem in, like, real casinos.
Yeah, if you're on the boardwalk, I think you've got a better chance. If you're in Borgata, I think you've got a better chance.
Only if you're in the world's worst casino, is that really a problem?
I mean, it was both, though. It's not like anything was really open at Harrah's other than Buddy's Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, yeah. AC Burger Co.?
AC Burger Co. closed at 10 also.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, Harrah's is notoriously terrible at keeping restaurants open for reasonable hours.
Yeah, I mean, I do remember going to Vegas, I mean, at this point, probably 15 years ago, and I think I did like a Friday to Monday, and Sunday night being like, it's kind of not as great being here on Sunday night. Feels very dead. And AC, you know, just takes that to the next level.
Yeah.
So, I agree. I would rather do end of week. The last trip was in August, right? Sunday to Tuesday. So you'd think it would be, again, property specific. We were at Harrah's and Golden Nugget. So keep that in mind. But yeah, I just generally prefer end of week. I'd rather get home on the weekend and have Sunday to recharge. Something about getting back on Tuesday and just like thrown into the entire work week I don't love. Although you seem like you'd rather do that.
I mean, my wife is home Monday and Tuesday. She works from home, and she's in the office Thursday and Friday, so I can't do Thursday to Saturday now, realistically.
So what is your ideal trip? Saturday to Sunday, one night, Friday to Saturday?
Yeah, but one night, Friday to Saturday, probably.
So, like, you do the drop-off?
Okay. I could do drop-off, I think. Yeah, it's just...
And then go.
My wife can't do both.
Right.
Yeah. So, I do drop-off on Friday and then go. Yeah, Friday to Sunday, maybe, or something.
So, life update. We're in a situation now where our kids are in different schools, which I believe you're also in that situation.
I've been in that situation for several years, yes.
But neither of us, I guess in a pinch, I could do both drop-offs. My wife cannot do both drop-offs. Mm-hmm. So I have to do one, if not two, drop-offs every morning.
Mm-hmm. Because your wife is at a third school, right? So
right. So she has to be at another school by the start of a normal school time.
Mm-hmm.
Which luckily my daughter's school starts early enough that she can drop her off and then go. I don't see any way I can do like a Sunday to a Monday, Sunday to Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Like it would pretty much have to be Friday after drop-off.
Friday to Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good because it's, you know, summer's over. So I'm getting a lot of emails about all the comps I have on the weekend now. So
I'm sure it's mostly because it's after Labor Day. But I think the only days until December that I don't get comped right now at Harrah's are the Saturday of the NJ Teachers Conference.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was one other day.
Probably like the Saturday of Halloween or something.
No, I think it might be Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, maybe.
I did earn a ton of tier credits. I mean, for me, I'm sure for any normal gambler, they'd be like, oh, yeah, that's all the tier credits you earned. But I earned a lot more tier credits than I normally do last time. And they seem quite happy with my nickel slot play, I'll say.
Oh, yeah. Harrah's and Wind Creek. Yeah, you're just becoming the number one gambler everywhere except for Hard Rock and Ocean, apparently.
Speaking of Wind Creek, I didn't take them up on the August $65 free play offer. So for September, they sent me $70 free play.
I mean, we need to meet for dinner there, obviously. Well, I can't imagine anything I want to do more than drive for 4 hours to meet you for dinner and then drive home.
Yeah, it sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what the Caesar says. I'm going to have actually no comps. I just said that I get every night comped and I'm going to have like no Saturdays comped now.
It's going to be great.
I mean, yeah, like this Saturday I can't get. Saturday the 13th I can't get. Come on, Harrah's. Incredible. And then after that, I get all the rest of September. But it's also only Harrah's. Like, I don't get better rates at Tropicana. Like, my Tropicana rates are mostly unchanged. So it's odd. Yeah, I get every night in October comped at Harrah's.
Nice. Well, when are we going, man?
I think we should go in October. I think I can make that work.
All right. Friday to...
Oh, I get the entire Teachers Convention Week comped. And Disney on Ice is in town. And all the kids will be in town because they're off school. It sounds perfect. Yes, I get every night in October, every night in November. This is something I don't think I've ever gotten before. And then December until Saturday, December 13th is $33. I don't think I can afford that.
Caesars is mad at me, so I think you might actually have better comps than me now. I don't know. What are we doing? What weekend in October? I'm pretty open.
Clearly staying at Harrah's again, because they love me so much.
My favorite casino. You have to.
And I just love all that 7-5 bar top video poker. Jacks are better.
That's why they are giving you the comps.
Yeah, they're like, this sucker played 7-5 video poker. Like, we put that out there for decoration, and he actually sat down and put money into a machine.
Which weekend in October?
What, I got to pick?
I get every day comped in October at Harrah's, so you're not beating me yet. I have Saturday the 11th, I have to pay at Tropicana, but I also get every day comped, except for that.
That's the Columbus Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm off on the 13th, and my kids are not.
Ooh.
So might be going back to Wind Creek.
Yeah, got to. Is your wife off?
No. And she has some meeting after work. Oh, no, that means I have to do kid pickup. No. All right. Anyways.
Yep. Anyways, if you want to reach out to us or any of our other listeners, you can do so at our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/doforawin. Find all of our great content and buy the version 2.0 t-shirt at doforawin.com. Reach out to Craig on Twitter at doforawin or me at Kyle Askin and send Craig questions to doforawin@gmail.com and we will talk about them on air. Any last words?
We should figure out a time to go to Atlantic City.
Yes.
We were in the middle of that and then you just ended the episode.
Nah, that's fine. Maybe like weekend of the 17th?
So my birthday is that Monday, but I don't think that
I don't see why that would
affect anything.
Friday or whatever.
And I think I just got my hockey schedule and I'm already going to miss a bunch of games. And I think that week it's a Thursday. So that would be a good week to do like a Friday, Saturday trip.
There you go.
17th to 18th.
17th to 18th. Putting it in the calendar.
I'll have to see what the soccer schedule is.
What? Did you say 17th to 19th? Is that what I heard?
Maybe. Are you booking it right now?
I'm putting it in my family calendar.
Atlantic City? Question mark?
AC question mark. 17th and the 19th of October.
I put it on my family calendar and then nobody looks at it, so it's might as well be nothing. We'll see what happens. It's on there.
Presumably, plans will not be booked for that weekend if you're blocking it in this way, though. That's my hope.
Oh, no. That has absolutely nothing to do.
But why even have a calendar if you don't use it to book plans?
That's a good question.
What is the purpose of a calendar, then?
I don't know. I don't know what the purpose of the calendar is.
All right.
And I'll leave it at that.
17th and the 19th. Surely, huge listener meetup. It will 100% happen.
I believe the next weekend could also work. That's also right around 10 years. We could wait until whatever November 10-year anniversary. Huge live podcast episode, rent out a
what
venue.
Is it? The 20th of November? Is that the first episode? 21st?
Oh, I don't know. I'll be in Hershey that weekend, so I can't do that weekend.
I can't believe you've ruined our 10th anniversary.
I know.
Podcast spectacular with your...
It's like you don't even care about our relationship.
All right, I'm hanging up.
We don't actually even know if that's the weekend.
Podcast
You're hanging
over.
Up. We're still recording an episode.
It is. I mean, you obviously don't care, so...
Yeah, I know. Podcast over. Mm-hmm. We made it 261 episodes.
And we do know it is that weekend. It is that weekend. It's like the 20th, 21st, something like that.
22nd was the posted.
Yeah.
And I think it was recorded
the 21st.
Like the 20th.
The 21st, I think. Which is a Friday. It says on my calendar, you are in Hershey that day.
Correct. Oh, look who's actually using the calendar the way it's intended to be used.
Well, when you're looking for a new spouse, I guess keep me in mind. I can bring that to the
table. Sounds great.
Yep.
You'll at least bring calendar consistency to the table.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much for listening, and we will talk to you in a couple weeks. And I'll have a trip report from of me not gambling at all in Black Hawk.
Yeah, for the 5 minutes that you actually
go
to a casino in Black Hawk, Colorado.
Yep.
We've only had to re-record once, but I should knock on wood because literally yesterday I was walking to the bus and thinking, like, you know, I don't really mind my bus ride so much. You know, it's long, but it's not bad. I get some time to myself. And then a freaking truck flipped over and spread grease all over Route 3, which is the only highway that you can use to get from where I live in New Jersey into the city. And so I was on the bus for 2 hours. So it's basically just God being like, you like the bus, eh? Let's find out how much you like the bus.
Let's put that theory to the test.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So same thing with saying that we have not had audio issues.
I don't think it's the same at all, though.
Perfect metaphor, really.